A generation ago, a presidential candidate had to prove his independence of undue religious influence in public life. And he had to do so partly at the insistence of the evangelical Protestants. John Kennedy said at that time, "I believe in an America where there is no religious block voting of any kind." Only 20 years later, another candidate was appealing to an evangelical meeting as a religious bloc. Ronald Reagan said to 15,000 evangelicals at the Round Table in Dallas, "I know that you can't endorse me. I want you to know I endorse you and what you are doing." To many Americans, that pledge was a sign and a symbol of a dangerous breakdown in the separation of church and state. Yet this principle, as vital as it is not a simplistic and rigid command. Separation of church and state cannot mean an absolute separation between moral principles and political power. The challenge today is to recall the origin of the principle, to define its purpose and refine its application to the politics of the present.